My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, you guys want the truth?
I've known it for years.
Yeah, you've known
now
it for years.
Now the rest of the world.
Oh, we all have.
Oh, they come on. The rest of the world has known that for a
long
time.
Well, Rodney McLeod's going to be our ambassador to let the rest of the world know.
I talked tough with one member of the Cleveland Browns at one point.
Let's see how this one turns out.
Tough talking Ken Carmen.
Who won that battle, Ken?
Who's the one who's still in the city?
I win.
I think there'll always be a little piece of him in the city.
Technically he lives in Shaker Heights and he listens. He might still have his property there. 216-474-0092. Anyway, just moving on there. Could this season... Danny, by the way, by the end of the show, I want to ask you if you're going to do... There were several people yesterday during FML who wanted you to do a pop-in at this birthday party next Sunday during the Browns game. I want you to think about that. We'll marinate on until about 9:20. Also coming in hot at 9:40 and Sharps and Vermilion at 9:40. So we're going to have to get going while we get going there.
Because we've got
Nathan coming up. A lot of stuff coming on here. Could this season ever have changed your ideas on the Dolans? If they win a World Series this year... Could that ever change your ideas of the Dolans?
No, I don't think so, because I think the Dolans are who they are.
If it never changes your idea about the Dolans, sorry, I didn't want a big answer to that. I wanted a yes or no.
Sorry.
If it never changes the idea of who the Dolans are, do you say then that if they won the World Series this year, which a lot of people don't think they're going to do, but let's go with hypothetical circumstances here, they should still at least be a postseason team. If they were to win a World Series, do you then in turn say it's in spite of the Dolans?
That's a good question. That's a very good question, because I look at it is, if they win a World Series, is it in spite of the Dolans? No, because I don't think the Dolans are all bad, but could they have won a World Series earlier if the Dolans had spent more money? I think that's a realistic thing,
not about credit. Now, that might be true. How do you define them? Because
I think
we're
getting fine.
We're getting down to kind of the end of the Dolans ownership here. Right. I could see this. The light at the end of the tunnel is there, where it's going to be David Blitzer. And I tell everybody all the time, be careful what you wish for. Be careful about new owners and falling right in love with new owners. Usually it takes them a while to get things going in the right direction. The whole reason I brought it up is that earlier this week, it was nonstop conversation about the Dolans, about the cheapness. And I said, you know, this team... If you can't get to where you need to go, the fans automatically revert back to your cheap. They automatically revert back to you're willing to do just enough to make us angry.
Yeah, and I understand that, because I think, Ken, for a long time, they wanted to... In 2016, I think that this franchise was good enough to get lucky, and they almost did it. They were a rain delay away. They had a 3-1 lead in the World Series. They were as close as you can come to winning the World Series without winning the World Series. And then in 2017, I think that was the best baseball team this franchise has ever had.
$133 million payroll. That's nothing to sneeze at.
They spent money. I think they were legitimately great, and they got unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from that day forward, they pivoted to, we want to be good enough to get lucky. We don't want to be great. And I think that's where my biggest issue with this organization has been.
I disagree.
They want to be good enough to get lucky. That's what I think they are.
I disagree with that. I think that they do want to win.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, but they don't want to do everything to win.
Well,
they want to put themselves in a position where it's possible to win.
Isn't that what every team wants to do?
No. There are teams that go out there, they want to be great. They want to do everything they can to win, well,
the Yankees have spent $300 million on payroll for over a decade, and they haven't won one since 2009.
But it's not for lack of trying.
Which is easy for me to say, okay, but it's not for lack of trying.
I don't think the Yankees are just trying to be in position, though. They have one singular goal.
But that's ultimately with the Dodgers. That's ultimately, though, you can't compete with the Dodgers and Yankees. The realistic goal for all these teams is to be in a position that you can't compete in. I'm not absolving them of their responsibility. Like, hey, you could have done more. You really could have if you wanted to. I'm not absolving that of that responsibility. But ultimately, if they were to win a World Series, how do I define the Dolan's overall tenure of leadership with this team where, okay, if you put that championship trophy in there, which would end a 76-year drought, you weren't how the Royals did it where they sucked up the room, great. Was terrible again. Now they're pretty good again because they got Bobby Witt. We'll see where it goes. And remember, they did change owners. That was the Glass family at that time. Now it's John Sherman.
With the Dolans.
Right. So there's a difference there in that ownership. It's not like Pittsburgh, where I think it would be very difficult to be a Pirates fan. I think it'd be very difficult to be a fan of that team.
Very much agree.
And you think about that, in a city that's had the success it's had in the other two teams,
mm-hmm.
To have that is just unacceptable in every single way of it. It's been a consistent team that's been a consistent winner. It just hasn't had the tipping point of it. I mean, when you say they want to be just good enough to get lucky, that got my blood boiling. That got me upset.
But is it wrong? Because, and I'm not, to be clear here, I'm not asking them to spend money like the Yankees, like the Dodgers, the highest paying teams in baseball. That's unrealistic.
Well,
I don't have any money to do that. But what I am asking is do everything in your power to be great. And I don't feel like they do. That's where my issue with this ownership group is.
Well, what don't they do?
I don't think they spend as much money as they could spend. I'm not saying you have to spend $300 million on payroll, but I know they can spend more money because they have spent more money.
But let me put you through your paces. At the beginning of the season, did they need to? Because right now they have plausible deniability on some of this stuff that people don't want to hear. I can't make trades because other teams don't want to trade them to me. I can't force teams to trade some of these players.
Sure,
to
and I think the trade stuff is less on the Dolans and more on the front office, too, if we're having that conversation.
And I
think one of the things I really like about the Dolans is they, for the most part, have hired smart people and let those smart people do their jobs, and that's not always been the case with the other franchises in the city.
But even the front office, they have to find out, and this is what's tough about this conversation because it definitely starts to go into a square.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you rather invest in? You've caught out to a hot start. No one wants to hear how you don't want to invest in this team now and you want to invest into the future. Mm-hmm. But you have these big conversations about what to do with Stephen Kwan here over the next couple of years, what to do with Josh Naylor here over the next couple of years. All right, well, personally, I think that I'd rather go station to station and go with a guy who I definitely know is going to be able to hit and go with a guy like Stephen Kwan. Josh Naylor is a very entertaining player, a player obviously I'm a big fan of, but I don't know if I'm going to bet on him because there are injuries and there are times where he just has a spell of terrible at-bats like he had up until the other day and he was fantastic the other day. Even in the other day, he had a bad at-bat. But you have better with that with Stephen Kwan. But you're having this conversation with yourself, if you're the Guardians, of what you want to do and how you want to invest in it. Do I invest in the team now or do I invest in the team later? Like Travis Bazzano is going to be on the midday show. In 2 years, does that become a team that we invest in Travis Bazzano with everybody else? With Jose Ramirez at 33 years old. Is that where we go with this? With the starting rotation not being in tatters? Because now we found out that, yeah, Tristan McKenzie, not the next big thing with the Cleveland Guardians.
No.
Bybee, decent, solid. Gavin Williams, I don't know. I think this season was not meant to be for him, and I'm not going to give up any hope on Gavin Williams. I mean, Owen's nodding his head. Like I'm speaking a lot of truth over here to him. And so
I'm
ultimately,
not disagreeing with anything
even though
said.
This season has been great, can I, in my heart of hearts, if I'm a general manager or I'm the owner of the team even, can I say that this is the team that I invest in? However, this is where the other part of the square. Who's a great team in baseball right now?
Go be one.
Who's the team that they're, I know is going to beat up everybody right now, other than the big bad Astros? Because we're all afraid of the team, Astros though. Coming. That's the team that you think afraid. Of.
They have proven
but,
it.
But they're not going to be a 100-game winner. They're not, and so somebody's going to have to take that mantle at some point. Who's going to be the team to do it? Because I got a lot of teams that are really good right now in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
But I don't have a team that's just a juggernaut like I've had in the past.
I do think that this is a team this offseason to invest in, because this is a team that has the potential to be great, whether it's next year, the year after that. They should strive to be more than just good enough to get lucky.
Their history is such a monumentally complicated history.
Yeah.
And then their legacy, when they're finally said and done with it, and there will be a part of me where I'll be relieved to move on, I have to admit, is such a complicated one as well.
Yes.
216-474-0092. Coming up at 940, coming in hot. We also have the Sharps in Vermilion. It's week two of high school football season. Up next, Nathan Zagura. He flew with the Blue Angels. We'll talk Browns with him. And Jim Donovan stepping down as the voice of the Browns. Ken Carmen, Danny Cunningham in for Tone. Take us to work with you on that free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.